they belong to same family because the morphological appearance is similar. But according to the Bhagavad Gita, the cat is tamoguna and tiger is rajoguna. Because if a cat sees you in the room, it will run away. If a tiger comes here, you will run away. Correct, no? So the gunas are different. But Darwin is simply seeing morphological appearance, whereas the Shastras are seeing the gunas are the qualities. Like for example, a monkey may be small in size, but it is a very passionate animal. A cow, you all have seen a Gujarati Gir guy, you have seen? Size is very big, but it is very, very sattvic nature, soft nature. So bodily size doesn't make you passionate, passionate or you know, sattvic. So the Shastras go to the gunas. See, here regarding this, I am finishing in 5-10 minutes and some of you may be getting late, I will finish it. See what Darwin did here, he writes to his friend Wallace. Somebody can read it please, take the mic, where is the mic? There is a mic there for you, yeah. Yeah, others can't hear you.
I am a firm believer that without speculation there can be no good and original observation. After 5 years' work, I allowed myself to speculate on the subject and drew up some short notes, and I enlarged in 1844 into a sketch of conclusions which seemed to me probable.
So regarding the whale, he's telling how the whale came about, yeah. See, he's reading in North America.
In North America, the black bear was seen swimming for hours with wide open mouth, thus catching like a whale insects in water. Even in so extreme a case as this, if the supply of insects were constant and if better adapted competitors did not already exist in the country, I can see no difficulty in a race of bears by natural selection, more and more aquatic in their structure and habits, with larger and larger mouths, till a creature was produced as monstrous as a whale.
See, this is what he says. That means what became whale, he says? A bear. Similarly, he says a rat became a horse. Rodent. Rodent means a rat. It becomes a horse. So you think about it. Whether is there any such a possibility? Like for example, say you have this amplifier there. You see that? Now I tell you, actually the amplifier existed in this yoga studio for millions of years, and gradually it turned out to become an elephant. And you may wonder, really? How? See, the tail end, you see, that is the trunk of the elephant, you see. And then the body, you know, that turned out to be elephant. That's what he says. How many of you are fully confident in a million years this amplifier will not become elephant? You are fully confident? Correct, no? You are having little doubt about it? See, if a bear, which is a land animal, has to become a water creature, it has to have gills, like the water creature. Now the land, like all of us are land animals. You throw you in water, how long can you swim in the water? Can you live lifelong in the water? Whereas fishes can live lifelong because their bodies are made to live in the water. And he says it grew so big as a whale, he says. One more interesting thing, see here, he says. Please read that.
So under nature, with the nascent giraffe, the individuals which were the highest browsers and were able to, during dearths, to reach even an inch or two above the others, will often have been preserved. By this process, long continued, combined no doubt in an important manner with the inherited effects of increased use of parts, it seems to me almost certain that any ordinary hoofed quadruped might be converted into a giraffe. Charles Darwin, within a species.
Okay, now let us... See, consider those giraffes which could stretch their neck. You can put the battery, please. Those giraffes which could stretch their neck, they got the leaves of the tree. So they got more and more extended necks. Now, let us assume that there were shorter giraffes which could not reach the tree. Can't they bend their neck down and eat the grass on the ground? Do you think they were too egoistic or proud that they could not get it? At the same time, many other quadrupeds lived, like for example, antelope. Deers, they did not die. Do you think every deer had to extend its neck to get the grass from the, get the leaves from the tree? You understand my question? You understand my question, all of you? Anybody can tell me what question I asked you after showing this picture? This putting the cord was distracting you. Who can repeat the question what I asked? Those who smiled, they heard the question. Anybody? You heard my two questions I asked after that we read this? Anybody? Yeah, in the mic,
What from that was basically how could any four-legged hooved animal, you know, suddenly become a giraffe?
And also, deers were running here and there and eating grass. So what about the other shorter giraffes? Can't they eat that? He says that they all died because they could not stretch their neck. Number one. Number two, you should be finding bones of this much size neck giraffe, then this much, gradually growing, which we don't find. There are no such evidences for that. There are no links. Yes. Yeah, correct. What is wrong? So, you find that giraffes could have eaten the grass and survived. Many other quadrupeds survived at that time. So, you will find, when I read these things of Darwin, what appeared to me, you all have heard the just so stories. In Sundarland in India, just so stories. You know, just so stories, he says that once an elephant went to a river and a crocodile pulled his nose and he tried to come out. No, 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 he said he pulled him and that's how he got a long, long trunk, he says. Yeah, these stories are like that only. And we take it as a big theory. This I already told.